Hi there, I'm Anne Samoilov, and I'm here today with a very, very important guest, a VIP in the Fearless Launcher community. I'm with Alicia Cowan, and she has also become a very dear friend of mine over the past year. It's only been a year, which is crazy. So thanks for stopping by today, Alicia, because we're looking forward to getting some updates from you.
It's my pleasure. Lovely to see you as always.
Yes, and today is a little bit crazy day. You'll be watching this after the fact, but today is the launch day, thus the sweatshirt attire we are wearing here. Anyways, no excuses, just moving on. Anyways, Alicia, the last time, I thought it would be cool to bring you on because it's been a while. And I know you got some updates new things that have happened, but also I really love how looking back at your kind of before Fearless Launching and now where you are. And of course, Fearless Launching isn't the only thing that has contributed to that. Of course, you are always looking for ways to better your business and yourself. So I know that the program isn't responsible for the amazingness before us. However, I wanted to talk about launching, your approach to launching, and all that. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so first thing, just to bring everybody up to speed a little bit, why don't you go ahead and tell us how, before you took Fearless Launching, what was your business and what was the state of your business?
Okay. Well, first of all, I can't believe it's only been 18 months since I took Fearless Launching. It's just incredible, really. Anyway, so I've been in business now for just over 4 years, and I started off as a VA, virtual assistant, but I specialised in social media. And that business evolved over time. So in 2011, around this time, actually, it was around September time when I officially closed down the virtual assistant.
There's a problem. Hold on a second.
Hold on, I'm going to turn my printer off.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Because Liz, I guess, set a time with me, but it wasn't in my schedule. Elizabeth McLeod.
Oh.
But I wanna do our call right now.
Was it through your automated scheduler?
I don't remember. That's why.
Because sometimes people don't click confirm.
I don't even remember her doing this through there. Just a second. I seriously don't. I don't have her in here at all. I'm so upset to do this. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't have her. Okay. Going to whoop. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. So, okay.
You're going to start from scratch.
Hmm?
You're going to start from scratch.
No, we're going to just start back. So I'm just going to start like, pink, pink, pink. Okay. That was my clacker. So, Alicia, why don't you catch us up on where things were before Fearless launching? As far as like, what was your business? What was the state of your business?
Okay. So I had been in business for 3 years, I think. Yes. I'm going so fast. I can't keep up. 3 years. And I'd started off as a virtual assistant, but then as the business evolved, which I won't kind of go into too much detail, but I went more into the social media strategy side of things and helping small businesses use social media. And that happened I closed down the virtual assistant side of my business in 2011, around September 2011. And really, since then, I wanted to take my business online. I had provided online training materials for private clients, but I really wanted to take that out and provide that and do that for other businesses. But something held me back, and I just couldn't, even though I kept putting the date in and working towards it, kind of saying, yeah, I'll do it then, it kept moving further back and back and back, and until it became clear that there was something bigger. There was another reason why I wasn't putting this launch together and putting this offering product online out there. So after trying a couple of different online training courses, that was my kind of route into finding Fearless Launching, which I joined in March 2012.
Yes, I know. It feels like it's been longer. So we're like, it's so long ago.
And that really was it helped me launch a successful online training product, which is Twitter Brilliance.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo!
So that's awesome. Yeah, I know. And you know, if anybody wants to see the full story, really, I don't think we did any. There was any crying, but if you want to, I put the link below this video so you can kind of see where Alicia was and where she is now. And needless to say, that first launch I think did pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Well, I set myself a three-tiered goal. So I had a nice goal, a really great goal, and an absolutely amazing kind of, I'll have to go and hide if that happens goal. And I hit that goal. I hit that target, and I didn't go and hide, which is
I love it. You know what's so funny is I just did that too. I forgot about the tier. The goal tiers, but I just did that too. So I love that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a great way of doing it. Because, you know, if you, early on, I mean, especially when you're first launching, you have no idea how successful it's going to be or not, right? So you're kind of just plucking a number, really, out of the air. And if you reach that goal really quickly, then it could be very easy to kind of just sit back and go, hey, I reached my goal, fantastic. You know, but if you've got other tiers, other goals to reach, then you keep pushing forward.
I love it. So, okay, so that's cool. Obviously, I know from the last time we talked that your list grew, just like it generally does during launches. And
yeah, absolutely. I think it doubled.
Oh, yeah.
Just through the launch, yeah.
Yeah, I think you did really well. And then you took a little time off, I think, after that. And then I believe I'm remembering you dropping off for a little bit, little Olympics thing, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The Olympics were around. Yeah. And then you came back and you knew you wanted to do it again. So what happened, if you want to share like the second time out, like how did the second and subsequent times happen?
Yeah. So I created another mini product in between the textbooks. So I did that, and that was great. And then I relaunched Twitter Brilliance for the second time in the following year. Was that this year? Yeah, it was this year.
I thought you did one in the fall. Didn't you? I swear you did. Or maybe you were setting it up in the fall and then you actually did it this year.
You're right. It was autumn last year. That's right. Because this year, earlier this year, I did the Evergreen product. So I really should have looked at my dates before we spoke. But anyway.
It all just goes together somehow.
So I went about, launching at the end of last year, in 2012. And that was a real surprise for me. I just assumed that it would have the same pattern, my launch. I used the same materials, or I used the same formula that I'd used the first time. And I just thought it would go the same. I'd have the same kind of, not necessarily the same numbers, but just the same patterns of people coming on board and when they would and what would work in terms of my, because I did webinars. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be the same. But it was a completely different launch. The results are very similar, but they just, the pattern of behavior and people joining and signing up and coming into the program was very different. And initially I remember being freaked out by that, and thank God for the Fearless launching community again, the group, because they really kept me going. As you did, of course, everyone was like, hey, it's fine. Do your thermometer.
Just keep it going, girl.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep plugging away. Don't panic, Mm-hmm. It was a success again, and it worked. But it was really great to have that completely different experience and to kind of not take it all for granted. Mm-hmm. And to see that every launch is different.
Plus, I think that, though I call it fearless launching, the joke is actually on us, because every single time is kind of scary.
It is. But it's a lot.
It's just
a lot less scary knowing that you've got a team that are people that are there that know exactly what you're going through and can help you out and give you advice and support. I mean, it makes such a massive difference.
Yeah.
And I think as a often there are a lot of training products that have mastermind groups and membership areas. And it's kind of, I think a lot of the time it's underestimated how powerful they are. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time it makes a difference between creating something great and just having something average,
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Fearless Launching has been a lucky little group of people. That seems to come in and seems to all be really like tuned into each other pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing about you getting the support in there is that most everybody, well, at least the people who were in and you're around, they had that history. They knew what it took for you to get the first one up. They saw you go through the process. They've seen it. And it's like your ongoing cheerleaders. They're not just like new people. You have to like catch up on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, well, I know, so basically you did like the launch in the fall. You said something about turning the program evergreen in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so, what's going on with that?
Well, I decided to put it on, rather than going through timed launches, I thought that I'd create it as an evergreen product. So put it out for people to buy whenever they wanted to go through the program. And I did that, and I realized pretty quickly that it just, that kind of product didn't suit me. It required a lot of marketing, continual marketing to get it working, to get it moving, to keep people coming through the program. And I felt, it just felt restricting for me because I wasn't able to concentrate or focus on other areas of my business that I wanted to, develop or, go into. It was like a monkey on my back, really.
I know.
It was just like,
okay, so that's cool. You got rid of the monkey, and where are we at right now? Just to kind of
So I closed it down as an evergreen product and I'm bringing it back as live products. And I, and I think, I just think also it works a lot better having that accountability, going through with a group of people, that kind of learning. I think people have much more success that way. You know, they're much more likely to go through the training. And because they've got that support and they've got the accountability and it's like a time scale.
Yep.
And it works better for me as well, you know. It means that I can focus on that set of periods in a year. And then I've got other times to focus on other areas of my business because I want to have the variety in my business.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting, that was an interesting like note you said about the evergreen was that you had to constantly be marketing it. Whereas if you're launching more of a live program, and that doesn't mean you're actually presenting live necessarily, but it means that you're only focusing on, you know, like a live launch is you do a big burst, you sell, you kind of go quiet. Then maybe another time during the year you do the same thing. Or maybe you do it several times during the year, but you're not spending every waking hour doing Facebook ads and all this kind of thing to keep the interest going.
Exactly. And just feeling like I had to mention it all the time, you know. And I fell out of love with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I actually do really love it. And I know how the training inside is so valuable. I'm 100% behind it. And people have had amazing success going through it. But because it was there constantly, I just thought, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, I know how that is. And I've definitely talked to a lot of people who have that same like, oh, I've kind of fallen out of love with it a little bit, you know, and you have to find that way that is going to work for you. And, you know, I'm at that point right now trying to figure that out about Fearless Launching. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really easy to think you have to change a lot or do this and that, but like how tied to it do you need to stay? You know, do you need to change everything every single time? So there's a lot that goes into launching and relaunching something. So bravo on doing that. I can't wait.
Yeah. And I'm really excited again, and I'm judging it all up and refreshing some of the material and stuff. And and I'm really glad that I've had that experience and that journey, you know, that I thought I'd do it this way. And then it turned out that it didn't suit the product.
Yeah.
So it's a good learning experience.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So I'm noticing a lot of different, like a different vibe from you just in general. And I don't want to get like too woo-woo or anything weird like that, but I definitely notice a different way that it sounds you're talking about these launches as part of your business, not like this separate like trophy that you're trying to win. It's like the way you're talking about your business is different. Do you notice that there's something different that has happened over the past, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's maybe even this year I've seen big shifts in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think, definitely, you know, when I think about before Fearless Launching and how just thinking about launching a product would give me butterflies and I'd be like, oh no, you know, really scared of it, of putting myself out there. It's not, I don't feel that way anymore. There's less procrastination. I make a decision, and if it feels like the right decision, then I work towards making it happen. And there isn't, obviously there's always that little bit element of fear, and it's always scary, and I think it always will be putting yourself out there. Just like, you know, when actors go on stage, they always say, oh, I get really bad stage fright. It's that same kind of thing, you know, you're putting yourself out there. So and it's healthy as well to feel like that, I think.
Yeah,
but I recognize it, what it is, and I don't let it hold me back, you know. And I'm enjoying where as well, like maybe with my first couple of launches, I followed a particular formula that I had seen other people do online. Now I'm much more comfortable going, well, actually, that doesn't suit me. I want to do it this way. I want to do it my way. And I want to try and experiment different ways of launching, which is so much more fun.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
It's still scary.
It's still scary, but, like, you know, once you have that willingness, I think, to test and to just experiment and have fun, I mean.
Yeah.
And especially when it works, it's like, woohoo, that worked.
Yeah, exactly. And marketing is all about experimenting. And, you know, to be in business, I think you have to be prepared to experiment and try things out. And too often people are too nervous to do that because they think, I'll make a big mistake, my business will go down, it'll be the end of me, you know, all the rest of it. When actually, you know, well, we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here. It's funny, even now, so wait a minute, this will be technically the fourth round.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right on my tail, girl. You're right. I'm on my fourth of Fearless Launching too. But like the fourth.
You go ahead.
Yeah, we're going in. Let's do this. No, but like it's funny because the fourth time you start thinking, you really do start thinking of like, oh, okay, well, what's the future of this program? What does this program lead to? What do the people who are already in Fearless Launching or in Twitter Brilliance need? Do they need, what else do they need? Like, you start really being able to like stretch a little bit and open to what else there is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, evolve the program with everyone else that's in it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So how can people, I mean, I know this is like my little case study for Fearless Launching, but I've got to have you tell people how to check out Twitter Brilliance.
Okay. The best place to go is to the website, twbrilliance.com.
Okay.
twbrilliance.com. So depending on where we are in the whole season, you may be able to pick up some really cool goodies to really help achieve success with Twitter. Or you may be invited to an event where, again, you'll be able to, a free training event where you'll be able to get awesome tips and ideas, yeah, to really achieve, you know. It's all about, you know, so many of the guys inside Twitter Brilliance have achieved amazing things that they never imagined possible using Twitter. And that's my experience of using Twitter as well. So I really share that inside the program. And that's what I do throughout all of my training materials, the free stuff and the events and all of that as well. So you get a little bit of that. Or you may be just invited to, you know, come on in and join us.
Hang out.
Hang out and learn some Twitter Brilliance. Goodness.
Awesome. Okay, so one last question. One last question, and that is, what would you or do you tell people if they ask you about Fearless Launching, about whether it's right for them? And I think I'm pretty open by saying that I don't think it's necessarily right for people. And funny thing is, I often try to tell them not to come in, and they still do, but then they get something out of it anyway. So maybe I'm wrong. But what do you tell people?
Well, you know, I make no... I tell people all the time. I mean, people know that it was the difference that has changed my business in the last couple of years, 18 months. You know, it's enabled me to upscale my business. It's given me a lot more confidence in my business as well. And people know that. People see it. You know, they're like, so what's this program that you did? You know, what's this Fearless Launching? Who's this Ansa Moylov chick?
As I spit. Well, she drools on camera and stuff. No.
So, if they ask, I always say, listen, you know, no program is going to be right for everybody. It's true. But I say that if you're you're completely new to launching something online, a program online, or you've launched something in the past and you haven't had the success that you expected, then there's probably something missing in the format or the formula or something that you've missed that you haven't done. And I think that Fearless Launching is perfect for that, because when I remember going way back when I was thinking of first launching Twitter Brilliance, I thought that I would know what to do. You know, I'd launched other things. I'd had in-person workshops, sold them out and done other things as well. And so I thought that I had the tools and the knowledge, but it became very clear going through the program that I didn't know what I was doing. So it's so valuable having that, just having the knowledge and the tools and the skills that I can use again and again and again, but and also the community inside, because we're all still experimenting and learning, mm-hmm. growing with each other, and it's fantastic. We all learn so much from each other. Yeah. And that's what I tell people. That's the honest truth. That's how I feel about it.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I wish I could reach across the pond and give you a hug.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alicia. I'm going to let you go for now. I know it's getting late there. You're looking gorgeous. You should go out to dinner or something. Go have some drinks.
Sounds good.
So thank you again. Thanks again for sharing your update. And I will put some links for you below. And feel free to reach out to Alicia on Twitter or Facebook and ask her more questions. I know she's more than willing to do that. And of course, especially if you check out her Twitter Brilliance, she will be more than happy to talk to you even more.
Yeah, seriously, if anyone who's listening who, like, wants to find out, you know, speak one-to-one about my experience, then I'll happily do that.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, Alicia. Love you lots. Seriously. Have a great day, and we'll chat soon, I'm sure.
Take care.
Okay. I'm a geek.
How was that?
That's great.
Cool.